You remember the boogeyman, don't you? All of us remember the boogeyman. It came in different ways, shapes, and forms and colors. It could have been Jason from Friday the 13th. It could have been Freddy Krueger. It could have been choo-choo-choo, ha-ha-ha, Kim-Kim-Kim, Michael Myers from Halloween. It could have been dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun. Could have been Bruce the Mechanical Shark from Jaws. It could have been the clown from Poltergeist. It could have been Carol Ann singing, "Help me! I'm in the TV, Daddy!" Could have been a number of different things. But it didn't matter how you manifested the boogeyman, because the boogeyman came in all shapes, colors. But the problem is, right now, as I leaned and told you a little bit on the blog, the boogeyman in your life right now is staring at you in the mirror. You are your own fucking boogeyman. All of you are your own boogeyman. Every one of you, get your ass to the mirror and take a look at what the boogeyman looks like. I know what my boogeyman looks like. He's 6'2", eyes of blue. He's pretty tall. He's got brownish hair. Well, you know, sometimes graying on the temples. He's got a dog named Daphne who's got nothing to do with being boogeyman. I know where he lives. He lives on the beach in California. I know the type of car he drives. He drives a Saab. I know what he had for breakfast this morning. He had oatmeal. I know what he's staring at right now. He's staring at himself because there's a picture of him and his girlfriend, the boogie woman, sitting next to him on the computer. We're our own personal boogeymen. We know how to torture the hell out of ourselves with our ridiculous fears. Some of us have fears of approaching. Oh my God, I can't approach somebody. I'm freaking out right now. I can't talk to that person. I'm the boogeyman. And if I talk to them, they're going to want to run away from me because I am the boogeyman. I have my own personal fear of intimacy. It's amazing when my girlfriend and I have a little tiff. It's the end of the world for me. I take deep breaths all day long and I'm just, oh my God, I can't connect with her again. The boogeyman is coming. And I can't let go of the shit that I'm in. I can't let go of my own personal boogeyman. The boogeyman is your own fear. All of us have our own boogeyman. All of us are called boogeymen. Or boogie woman. Or boogie family. Put a family of six together, you all got your own personal boogie. So you're the boogie family. How do we get rid of our own boogeymen? By confronting our fears and doing what's hard for us in that moment. Me personally, when my girlfriend and I fight, you know what I hate about us fighting? Is that neither one of us can make up. We will stay in it like there's no tomorrow. We will not reach out for each other. If she reaches out for me and holds my hand, I think to myself, well, why the hell isn't she giving me a kiss? I'm only going to reach back to her if she kisses me. So I hold her hand like a dead boogeyman, like a corpse, holding her hand like I'm dead. Eventually, after 2 hours of trying, she gives up and she'll go to her side of the bed. And I think to myself, you see, she wants to sleep alone on her side of the bed. No, she just doesn't want to be around me, the boogeyman, because she's got her own boogeyman to deal with. The best advice to your own personal boogeyman is to confront your fear immediately. And do whatever is most hard in the moment.